news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearings for Attorney General nominee Bill Barr began on Tuesday and continue Wednesday.
William Barr came to his confirmation hearing with one mission: make it clear he will not interfere with Robert Mueller's investigation.
Do you believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt against anybody?
I don't believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt.
Barr was asked what he would do if the president directed him to fire Mueller.
Assuming there was no good cause?
Assuming no good cause.
I would not carry out that instruction.
He assured senators from both parties that he'll make Mueller's conclusions public.
I am going to make as much information available as I can, consistent with the rules and regulations that are part of the special counsel regulations.
Barr defended a memo he wrote in June that attacked Mueller and called fatally misconceived the idea that a president can be charged with obstructing justice for firing his own FBI director. And Barr said at this point in his life, when he planned on retirement, he won't be afraid to do what's right.
And I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody, whether it be editorial boards or Congress or the president.
Although Barr sounded all the right notes in his opening statement, things got a bit more dicey once he began answering actual questions. After we learned all about the emoluments clause of the Constitution over the past 2 years, it was kind of a shock to hear that the man in line to be the chief law enforcement officer of the land has no clue what it is.
Including the emoluments clause of the Constitution.
Well, I think there's a dispute as to what the emoluments clause relates to. I have not personally researched the emoluments clause. I can't even tell you what it says at this point. Off the top of my head, I would have said, well, emoluments are essentially a stipend attached to some office, but I don't know if that's correct or not.
Another horrifying moment came during the long, pregnant pause before Barr's terrifying answer to this question from Senator Amy Klobuchar.
We obviously have the tragic case of a journalist who worked right here at the Washington Post, Jamal Khashoggi. So I want to ask you something I asked Attorney General Sessions. If you're confirmed, will the Justice Department jail reporters for doing their jobs?
I think that, I know there are guidelines in place, and I can conceive of situations where, as a last resort, and where a news organization has run through a red flag or something like that, knows that they're putting out stuff that will hurt the country, there could be a situation where someone would be held in contempt. But
well, Attorney General Sessions had said he was going to look at potentially changing those rules at one point, so I'd like you to maybe respond in writing to this.
And despite his assurances earlier in the hearing that he'd be, quote, transparent with Mueller's final report, Barr was singing a different song while answering questions from Senator Blumenthal.
Are you saying, for example, that if information is deleted, that would be like for classification purposes, I would identify that and things like that? I have to say that the rules, I don't know what kind of report is being prepared. I have no idea. And I have no idea what Acting Attorney General Rosenstein has discussed with Special Counsel Mueller. If I'm confirmed, I'm going to go in and see what game plan they have in mind.
It's still only January 2019, but the Democratic presidential hopeful field is expanding. It began last week with Julian Castro's announcement that he's forming an exploratory committee, followed by Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, former Maryland Representative John Delaney, and former West Virginia State Senator Richard Ojeda. And then there were six. In an appearance Tuesday night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Kirsten Gillibrand said she was forming an exploratory committee to raise money and travel the country for her presidential run. For a Republican Party who's put up with their leader's regular racism and vulgarity, they sure are bent out of shape over one of their members displaying the same types of behaviors he's been displaying for years. But apparently Steve King's racism got to be too much for the House, who overwhelmingly voted to reject white nationalism and white supremacy. passed 424-1, with Bobby Rush of Illinois being the lone no vote because he said it didn't go far enough. And yes, if you're counting, Steve King actually voted yes. Go figure. Misery loves company. As bad as things are over here in the U.S. with a shuttered government and megalomaniacal narcissist in the White House, Great Britain is also having troubles. Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal came up for a vote on Tuesday and was trounced, losing by 230 votes, the biggest defeat for any U.K. government in the modern parliamentary era. And finally, Wednesday marks day 26 of the government shutdown with no end in sight. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.